Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Super excited to have you here. We are in the book of Proverbs and making our way through fairly fast. We are in chapter 6, verses 20 through 23 in the Message translation of the Bible, and it says this: "Good friend, follow your father's good advice. Don't wander off from your mother's teachings. Wrap yourself in them from head to foot. Wear them like a scarf around your neck. Wherever you walk, they'll guide you. Whenever you rest, they'll guard you. When you wake up, they'll tell you what's next. For sound advice is a beacon. Good teaching is a light. Moral discipline is a life path." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this admonition to have receptive hearts to the advice of our parents. And again, I have to say this as I pray, because I don't have a lot of wisdom to fall back on when it comes to that. I didn't have good advice that came from my father. I did not have good advice coming from my mom's teachings. So, and in fact, for me, a lot of it had to be the opposite. It's to do with the opposite of what they said. So Lord, I pray for those people today who read verses like this and think, well, that's great, but I don't know what that would be. I don't know what a good advice from a father would be. I don't know what a mom's teaching in a positive way would be. Lord, help us to find that wisdom in your word. Help us to find it from other godly people in our lives, and to heed that kind of wisdom and discernment and understanding that we have found in other sources. But nonetheless, Lord, it is true that it is good for us to wrap good teaching around ourselves and to, like a scarf around our neck or like a cloak around our body. These are going to be things that keep us warm. These are going to be things that guide us and act as light for us. And so, Lord, that means that we want to saturate ourselves in your word to memorize it, to understand it, to read it appropriately within context and not cherry pick verses, but to read whole sections of scripture so we can get the context. It means to think theologically about the Bible and to understand, you know, the different times and types and genres of writing. It means to just have the daily discipline of spending time reading, being so acquainted with the truth that it's easy for us to discern a lie. So Lord, teach us your truth. Help us to walk in your truth. And I know that part of that is from the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what your will is. And we do that by spending time with you, spending time with other believers, and spending time in your word and by praying. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be disciplined followers of you who love you through that discipline. Lord, we are grateful for your grace, of course, but that grace does not empower us to live an undisciplined life. I would argue instead, Lord, that your grace is what gives us the unction and the desire to serve you well, to have discipline, and to work heartily, as I've prayed a couple of times this month about working heartily from Colossians 3, 23 and 24. So Lord, thank you for all of that. And thank you that you are, your wisdom is like a cloak and a scarf, and that it is like a light that will guide us. Help us to saturate ourselves in that word of God. Help us also to find good teaching, that we can discern truth from error, that we can understand what it is when someone is tickling our ears and giving us what we want to hear and couching it in Christian terms, and yet that may be a teaching that leads to destruction. So give us the strength, like the Bereans, to go back to the Word of God and to discern what is true, what is honorable, what is good, what it is your message is. I love this last line, Lord, and I feel like I should just write it down and put it right next to my desk. Moral discipline is a life path. In that choosing to walk with you in that morally upright way, with not in our own strength, obviously, but with your strength, is what will give us the path of life. It will empower us to live the kind of life that we're longing for. True life does not come when we are self-absorbed. True life comes when we are you absorbed and absorbed into what you want us to do, to walk this path with integrity, with honesty, with wholeness, and by looking ourselves in the mirror and knowing that we are walking in a way that pleases you. So thank you for that. Thank you for your light. Thank you for your strength, and thank you for your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I'm praying again. I did it. There, I can't stop praying. So I'm going to pray again. Here we go. Lord, I also pray for those who are discouraged today, who cannot lift their head, who feel like nobody sees them. And I pray today that you would lift their head, that you would see them, and you would show them that you are not the God who is far off, but you are the God who is near. Be near right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. I do pray blessing over this day, that this would be an invigorated day full of joy and purpose.